that in one day, in 24 hours, that whole thing will be over.
Really? What are you going to do? Just have Ukraine give up, give it back to that guy in Russia? I got some news for you. Trump, if you think it's bad here with us, you won't be making any trips to Ukraine, because that bunch, they remember how it was living under that godless person. And they don't have any soft heart for him like you do. They know what it was like. And that's what the parents and grandparents have told those young men and women. You know, you better fight for this thing called democracy, because we ain't never had it so good. And, you know, it's like my mom used to say, these are the good old days. Yeah, that they are. We're going to get started here. I await your questions and comments if you'd like to call in. Our number here, I'll give it to you again later, is 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. It's our call sign. 1450 AM. But for right now, I'm going to have Connor put us on the air. But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer. And yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard. No, keep it up. Keep him up, Connor. But let's start out something a little different. That's what I told Connor, just keep him playing for a while. Since we're going to be doing away with the Department of Education anyway, that's Mr. Alice Cooper. School's out. All right, this is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer. Thank you, Connor. And this show is produced at the studios right here at WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And you can reach me tonight again with your questions, comments at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. If you have a text, you're welcome to send it to my private line at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. You can watch us at YouTube. You can listen to us on the old-fashioned radio. Christy, I hope you found out how to listen, because I know it's a little harder listening on radio today. The radio is a rectangular device that's in the dash of your cars, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know, and young people, I don't know. We used to have it. It's a wonderful thing. All types of music, news, sports, weather. You can watch. My wife listens on Alexa. She sees enough of me at home, so bless her heart. Without a doubt, the age of unbelievable communication. You can reach us on YouTube Live. You can watch at News Radio WGNS, or you can type in Ed Raymer Show. This show will be downloaded as soon as I finish, and Connor, within a matter of minutes, we'll load it up. I don't know, or you might be able to watch. You're able to watch right now, I guess, live, aren't they? You can watch on Facebook Live. You can watch Facebook Live. So many ways to get us. All of that, and we have a phone call and caller. Please stay with us. Bear with me. We're going to be getting a few calls tonight, I have a feeling. And you can download WGNS, the WGNS app, and take WGNS with you wherever you go and listen whenever you wish. Listen to Jason Qualls. He got great financial advice for you every afternoon that sports permits, and got good guests on. And I mentioned Miss Angela Bingham, who does her Simplicity broadcast here every Sunday at 6 o'clock. And just doing a great job and a fine person. We have a caller on the line. Connor, if you would, caller, go ahead, please.
Hey, this is Lisa Sisko, and I just wanted to talk to you about baseball in Canonsburg.
Baseball in Canonsburg. Yes, Lisa, I got your message earlier. Thank you for calling. Folks, this has nothing to do with my broadcast tonight, but it has a lot to do with the history of this community. Lisa, tell us what, and inform people as to what's going on. A lot of people will probably already know you, but what's happening? They're wanting to put that baseball park back in.
Yes, you know, there's been changes in the plans. They do want to save Canonsburg, which was our big ask that we had last year. We did not want Canonsburg to be moved or demolished, and so the baseball folks from Arizona listened, and they did have to scale back the size of this park, but they have come back, and they are looking to see if they can get some community support.
Okay. Now, what have you got going on in order to, let me ask you, are you all wanting these people to, and I say this in all sincerity, I don't say this in a smart-alecky way, or I don't mean to be facetious about it, are you just wishing these people would just go away, or is there a compromise in store, or what do you want here?
Well, you know, I stayed in touch with Jason Rose over the past year just to kind of, you know, sometimes you want to keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
And yeah, I understand.
Just kind of see what his thoughts were. They did go and look at other states, lots of other cities, and he came back and said, you know, we still are interested in Murfreesboro. And they asked if I would be willing to work with them. And at first I thought, what do I know about baseball? Or, you know, I only care about Canonsburg. So then they shared that they really wanted to incorporate Canonsburg into their park. And I listened and I thought about it for a long time. So, you know, I think they're good people. I sat in on some Zoom calls with the sports arena architect firm that they've used.
Okay.
They're nice people. They did make the stadium smaller. So they had talked about 4,500 to 5,000 seats. So now they've scaled it down to 3,500.
Okay.
And I worked with them. They showed different models of how they could squeeze it into that parking lot behind Canonsburg, and I saw these beautiful computer renderings that they can do. These architects are amazing. The firm is HKS, and they just did the SoFi Stadium in L.A. recently. So
right now, Connor, you have this pulled up. Connor, is that what you're pulling up?
Yeah, this is Canonsburg.
This is Canonsburg. Connor has it pulled up. You can't see it on the screen, but Connor has it pulled up for us here in the station. Please go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, you know, they're getting ready to release these renderings that they have. Tomorrow they're going to give a sneak peek to a few people in the area, but on Tuesday it will be released to the media, so everybody will be able to see what it's going to look like, how it could fit. You know, I think after a lot of thought and consideration, I think this would be a good thing for downtown.
Now, would this be for a AAA team or what?
This is like an independent minor league team. So it's the American Association of Baseball. They have a lot of teams around the United States. The one that always sticks out in my mind is the Chicago Dogs. Some of the stadiums are larger. I know.
Chicago Dog. My wife became a fan of the Chicago Dog. I'm telling you, nothing like it. You know. She's become a fan. She did. She never had one, and a fellow started selling them down at where she worked before she retired. And, man, she's become a fan of those things. So,
You know, I'm not a huge sports person, but I do love a hot dog. So I would be willing to go.
Yeah, I'm a chili dog man myself. But anyway, be that as it may, as you can tell by looking on your screen, if you see me, I'm sort of an ice cream and spaghetti man, too. But So how many acres, Lisa, what are we looking at encompassing here on this thing?
You know, I'm not real sure what's available there. I want to say it's a little less than 4 acres, maybe. You know, they're going to squeeze it in between the historic buildings of Cannonsburg there, and that would be like the entrance to the park, and Hooper Supply that's kind of to the south, I guess.
And I'm sure some of that property would be bought up as well. And then I know Mr. Palmer of Palmer Foods, I think, owns some buildings in there. As best I recall, now they may have already been sold years ago. I don't know. And then there were some steel companies there, and you know.
Yeah.
But now, yeah. How much money would the city be on the hook for here?
Well, you know, this is city-owned property, so the city would be paying for the stadium to be built. That was another reason why they scaled back the size of the stadium, and they've tried to use, you know, building products that would be, you know, more financially reasonable. That's for people to decide. I do understand that we now have a sports authority in Murfreesboro, so
right.
I know that's how some things are paid for. A lot of that I'm not an expert on, but you know, I have just been happy to be involved and asked my opinion. I did ask the architects to try to blend this baseball renderings with Cannonsburg, you know, so it would look somewhat historic, and it's pretty impressive.
And preserve the integrity of Cannonsburg to as much as we possibly can.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Because I'm afraid if this doesn't happen, then Cannonsburg might possibly go away in the future. You know, it was a bicentennial project, and
right.
It's the only one still in existence. So, you know, some things don't last forever.
Lisa, have I met you before? I'm trying to remember if I can or not, because I've met so many people.
Yes, we went to Barbara Hudson's.
Barbara's.
House.
We were right at Barbara's. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Yeah, that's the afternoon Barbara sat there with the shotgun across her lap. Yeah, okay.
I kind of
figured y'all took this pretty serious then.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a fine lady. She's been a friend for years, friend of our family for years, as a matter of fact. And, of course, Steve Cates. Steve was very vocal about it. Of course, somewhat of our local historian that has been here most of his life. And it means a lot to him. It means a lot to a lot of people, you know.
Yes. Cannonsburg's very important to me.
Okay.
You know, the house in the front was the first place I remember living. Growing up, we lived in that house for a few years before it was moved to that location.
Right.
And the Lehman House in the back corner was my grandmother's childhood home. So my great-grandfather lived there his whole entire life.
Is
so
that right?
Things are important to me, yes. People think that they're not historic, they're not original to the site, which is true. They were moved from all over the county for that to be built there.
True.
And, you know, I think it could be utilized more than the city does now. They've not held events there in the last few years.
Well, you know, a lot of people forget the Chamber of Commerce used to be there.
That's right.
It was there in the early 80s, I believe, I think, mid-80s or something like that. I forget.
That's right, yeah. I think it was one of the last buildings moved there.
Right.
It was in the front. And then that was the home of the Chamber of Commerce for a long time.
And on that property, they have some fine meeting facilities. I think the Lions or the Kiwanis Club meet there, or some of our local organizations.
And, you know, that area is about to be transformed. It's going to look so different. All those businesses from Broad Street are now have been removed in process
right.
of the
uh-huh.
last one being taken down.
Yeah, the Shoney's is gone. The Copy Mate is gone. Yeah, all that. I think there's a liquor store down there that's gone. We can just about stand here at the station and look out the glass window at the end of this, the north end of our structure here, and just about see, you know, weekly things that are taking place, you know.
Right. And, you know, they're about to start the daylighting of Town Creek project, and they'll put in like a linear park.
Okay.
And the city always said that was going to connect the Discovery Center with Canonsburg. And we want it to be a walkable city. And that I think this would just be a great outdoor venue. They're willing to host concerts, church services,
sure,
graduation, all kinds.
Sure, it can be
a
multi-use facility. It can be a multi-use facility. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, because baseball season could be fairly short, considering, you know, 365 days out of the year.
Sure.
Wouldn't be
sure.
used every day, and they want it to be used. Since the amphitheater has fallen through on Medical Center Parkway.
Well, hey, who knows? We might even host the Evan Lee Raymer show there a time or two. Who knows, Connor? We'll go over there. Lisa, tell people what you want to know, and I got to move on here. I don't mean to push you out the door. I don't mean that. No disrespect, please. I appreciate you calling.
Yes, go to homerunhistory.com. That's our website. That's where they can find updates and be watching the local news for the renderings, and they'll be covering it.
Very good. And please stay in touch with us here, ladies, and stay in touch with me. You'll have to, because I got to tell you, this week I've had a lot of calls. This, as you know, we had what's called an election this week.
Oh,
and,
I heard about that. Yeah.
It's been a little busy around my place, so please stay in touch. And I thank you for reaching out. I really do. And I know the rest of the station. I know Bart and Scott and Brian and all the sports guys would certainly want to know what's taking place here. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Bye bye. Okay, I'll tell you what, Connor, let's go to our first series of breaks if we can. We appreciate that call so much. Thank you so much. And we're going to go to our first series of breaks, and we come back, we're going to talk some more politics, okay? You're listening to the Edmund Lee Raymer Show right here on WGNS. Back with you on the other side of these breaks. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged to follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfreesboro Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged to follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Okay, and we are back. Thank you. I'm not going to start thanking people for listening because you know who you are. Thank you so much and for calling. And we have a caller on the line right now. Caller, please go ahead. You're on the air.
Mr. Raymer, how you doing?
Hello, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm still here, I guess, you know.
Are you still here in the USA? Because
yeah, I'm still living in America. Last time I checked, I'm still in America. So I believe that's the... That's my address.
That's the rumor, huh? Okay, well, we're still here, too.
I did appreciate that call from your last caller. That's a lot of positive stuff about the ballpark there. I was kind of wondering what was going on, so that's a lot of positive.
Well, Connor and I were just talking during the break. At least we'll have a public comment Tuesday, and they're going to release the plans. I think that'll tell us a lot more about it.
Yeah, no, I think it will. I think it's going to be a good thing for, you know, Murfreesboro, like you said, all that stuff is going down there on Broad Street there, and they're going to try to light that. And she's talking about walking downtown, things like that. So it sounds like
sure.
It's a good thing for the city. But like you said, the election, the local people, they got whipped. It wasn't too pretty. But I want to say I was over at the Walnut House Tuesday night, and I know a few of them said that, you know, it's not going to be their last time running. And I know that the Democratic Party here is going to reorganize. They said the first of the year. I'm not sure when the dates or anything like that. They know
right.
They're going to try to reorganize and get, you know, new people or whatever it may be. And they want to, you know, I know one of them said something about that you just can't come around during election time. You've got to do it all the time.
Right. And I've got a good friend on there that I noticed on Facebook. He said it's time to start now because 2 years goes by quick. And, you know, a lot of your representatives and all that, those races are every 2 years. And I mean,
well, like this person said, you've got to, you know, she said the other party has a good ground game. You got to be able to start and do all the other stuff that they want to do. But I did want to challenge you. Heard this, not you. They were talking about different people running. Of course, and all the Republicans pretty much run. But I've heard rumors that Mr. Hagerty might be Secretary of State. Have you heard that?
Oh, I saw something on him, but I don't pay much attention to it. I don't doubt anything will happen.
Yeah, well, there's some things that I've been now. I did watch that thing on Ukraine you were talking about tonight, and that guy, I'm telling you, man, I don't know what Zelensky was thinking Tuesday night, but I mean, I don't know what he is thinking right now. He's got to be thinking that, I mean, I guess it's over. Like you say, you know, I guess Russia is going to take that land. I think they're going to overtake Ukraine myself and. Of you other things, man, I think everybody that deal with this January 6th, and number one is going to be let out of prison, and number two is going to be pardoned. All in people.
Well, I will tell you this: as far as Trump goes, Zelensky is one person he does not want to mess with.
Well, he better not step foot in Ukraine.
No, because he is tenacious. Him
going to go off. Then he steps off.
Yeah.
A bomb's going to go off. Means he steps to that country.
So no, that fella is tenacious. I'll tell you this. I've said it. I told my wife, I said, you know, that little fella's tenacious as all get out. I wouldn't want to go around with him.
Like I said, Trump better not think about flying to Ukraine or doing anything over there. The minute he steps foot in that country, he thinks about assassinating Tim Thorne here or what Iran's going to do to him. He thinks about Iran doing something to him. He don't know what Ukraine's going to do to him.
How do you feel about our new vice president?
He ain't never thinking about what Ukraine's going to do.
How do you feel about our new vice president, Elon Musk? What do you think? It's pretty good to get that job and not even have to run for it.
He runs X. I guess he can run Y and Z, can't he? He runs X, can't he? Can he run Y and Z? I don't know.
I don't know. He was born in South Africa. He can't run for anything here as far as I'm concerned. Well, he can't run for president. I guess he can run for something.
Well, what I was going to say is that, but he already owns X, so they can't own Y and Z, too. X, Y, Z company. He already owns X, so he can't own Y and Z company. He already owns X. Somehow, well, just starting two other channels, Y and Z. He can X, Y, Z. He can. I did want to tell you something, though. Today, in 1969, do you know what show premiered on PBS?
I don't know right off the top.
Let me tell you. See, can you tell me how to get to?
Don't know.
Sesame Street.
Sesame.
1969.
There was a bunch of kids raised on Sesame Street, man. I'm telling you.
55 years ago, and I was one of them. I was one of them. Believe me. I know about 1, 2, 3, 4,
yeah.
5, 6. I know how to count. I know how to be at a picnic. I can tell you that.
Okay.
So, y'all have a good weekend. We'll try to survive the next 4 years. So hang in there.
We're gonna hang, my friend. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate Jeff Neal, and he's a strong supporter of this broadcast. And a strong supporter of this station, a strong supporter of Rutherford County and Murfreesboro, and I appreciate him. Thank you so much. I had Connor pull some things up here for us, and I want to do a couple of these, or at least one, before we go to our second and final break. I watched a fellow by the name of Tom Hartman. Connor, if you can pull that up, please. And he did a piece, and this is about 3 minutes and 18 seconds. Doesn't take that long. Does America deserve Trump? Connor, go ahead and play that if you would, please.
So, Ellie Mustall, who's been a guest on this program more than once, had some choice words, basically, for America. And I think it's worth quoting. This is from a Raw Story piece by Matthew Chapman, but it's actually from Ellie Mustall's column in The Nation. So I encourage you, in fact, you should subscribe to The Nation. You know, thenation.com is the website. You subscribe to Raw.com. We all need to be supporting our progressive media outlets. Ellie Mustall writes, "We had a chance to stand united against fascism, authoritarianism, racism, and bigotry, but we did not. We had a chance to create a better world for not just ourselves, but for our sisters and brothers in at least some of the communities most vulnerable to unchecked white rule, but we did not. We had a chance to pass down a better, safer, and cleaner world to our children, but we did not. Instead, we chose Trump, Vance, and a few white South African billionaires who know a thing about or two about instituting apartheid. We, as a nation, have proven ourselves to be a fetid, violent people, and we deserve a leader who embodies the worst of us," he wrote. He says, "Trump exists in our political environment as was created from our greed, our insecurities, and our selfishness. We have summoned him from the depths of our own bile and neediness, and he has answered. And now that he is here, we deserve our fate, because the most fundamental truth about Trump's re-election is that Trump was right about us. He is rich because we are rich, or think we will be. He is crass because we are crass. He is self-interested because we are. He punks the media because the media are punks. He's unintelligent because we are uninformed. A country," Ellie Mustall writes over at thenation.com, "a country that allows its environment to be ravaged, its children to be shot, its wealth to be hoarded, its workers to be exploited, its poor to starve, its cops to murder, and its minorities to be hunted, doesn't really deserve to be saved. It deserves to fail. Trump is not our retribution," writes Ellie Mustall. "Trump is our reckoning." Yeah, I get that. I also think that blaming ourselves is not particularly useful. I honestly do not think that Donald Trump, the Trump presidency and Donald Trump and all of his positions and whatnot, they actually represent the majority of Americans. I refuse to believe that. I think Americans got snookered. I think billions of dollars of dark money pouring into radio and television ads, and billions of dollars in billionaire media. The most watched television channel this last year in the country was Fox. And, you know, and they just perpetually lie. I mean, they've admitted it. They paid us a $700 million fine for lying.
How about that, folks?
the most watched television station in the country. You know, I will say this to top that off. I've always heard you people say, well, and me and Miss Angela was talking about this also before I came in here, in between her show and mine. You always say, oh, Trump just says stuff. He just says a lot of stuff. You're about to see what he's going to do with a lot of the stuff he says. Because this time around, ladies and gentlemen, the guardrails are off. Okay? They are off. And this nation could very easily go off the rails. Okay? Now, I'm just a small guy. Well, I'm not a small guy, but I'm just one guy sitting here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, with a little radio station on Sunday night once a week. But I am telling you, you'd better listen to what people like Tom Hartman are saying. Well, I've got some more coming up here on YouTube in just a minute for you. And I'm going to ask Connor if he will pull up our last, we'll go to our last set of commercials. But you always say, well, he just says a lot of stuff. Yeah, he says a lot of stuff, all right. And you're about to see what he's going to do with his ton of stuff he says. And it won't be so funny then. Connor, go to a break, please. Back to this, folks. Stay with us.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
AI binoculars, an eye on nature. This is Soundbites, and I'm Alan Davidson. The wonders of the natural world might be the last place you'd expect to find AI, But AI can help you explore that world with the Generation Nature Project from Swarovski Optic of Austria. CEO Stefan Schwartz says that his company created the world's first smart binoculars, combining precision analog optics with digital tech.
People, they have better consumer experience by not only seeing the birds closer, but the binocular also tells them what kind of bird is it. And then you even can learn more about it because it can be connected to our app.
And it's more than just birds. Their app can also identify mammals, and it comes with a continuously growing nature database. Learn more at SwarovskiOptic.com. With Soundbites, I'm Alan Davidson for CBS News.
I'm Larry Magid with the Connect Safely Report. Connect Safely Education Director Carrie Gallagher reports that the News Literacy Project has identified six different types of information that we encounter in the media.
Entertainment, advertising, news, opinion, raw information, and propaganda.
But
in a recent survey they conducted, only 18% of teens ages 13 to 17 could accurately distinguish between these six types of information.
The report also found that an overwhelming majority of teens, 94%, say that schools should be required to teach media literacy, but most schools don't. Only 39% of teens report having had any media literacy instruction during the 2023 to 2024 school year. More, including Carrie's blog and a link to the survey, at connectsafely.org/radio. With the Connect Safely Report, I'm Larry Magid for CBS News.
All right, we are back. Thank you. And I want to do this for you before we play our next YouTube thing. This is in from Politics, the Associated Press. And Trump is pressuring the candidates for the Senate GOP leaders to fill his cabinet right away. And I want you to listen to this. Days before state Republicans pick their new leader, President-elect Donald Trump is pressuring the candidates to change the rules and empower him to appoint some new nominees without even having a Senate vote. How's that grab you, sports fans? We got a call?
Here it is.
Caller, go ahead. Ed Raymer's here. Go ahead, caller.
Ed Raymer is your favorite Republican in all of Rutherford County.
And who would that be?
Austin Maxwell.
Oh, hello, Austin. How are you?
I'm good, Ed. How are you doing?
Well, I figured you were after Tuesday.
Well,
what can we do for you?
I'm doing okay. I was really calling Ed about two things. You'd mentioned the 60 Minutes report tonight, and there was another portion of that report, too, that I think people should watch. You know, if you're wondering, like, why and how, you know, this happened, you know, how he won. And that was that first report in the, I guess it was the voters up there in Pennsylvania. They interviewed the congresswoman, they interviewed a lady who had owned a diner and things like that. And I think the thing that she said, the lady that owned the diner, was the fact that Donald Trump had an ability to connect with people. And I think that's where elections are won or lost. Either you connect with people,
right,
or you don't. And he connected with more voters than Vice President Harris did. And that's just, you know, the way the chips fell. You know, the second thing, too, is, and I'll say this, and I've said this a long time, too, if Joe Biden had been the nominee in 2016, I don't think Donald Trump would have won.
I agree with you. Yeah.
You know,
Biden said himself when he ran, he said, if Trump wasn't in the White House, it wouldn't be running.
Yeah. And that's where I go to the fact that he's won twice now, but I can't say that he's, you know, he's had two really good candidates going up against him. You know, he found a way to stick to his message and, you know, get a win both times. That being said, I don't want to belabor the point. I know you're in misery right now. I'm happy. you're miserable. But tomorrow's another
Well,
day.
That should make tomorrow you is, that should make you even happier. Yeah. How do you feel about Project 2025?
I don't know the first thing about it, to be quite honest with you. I haven't read anything about it.
Okay.
You know, maybe I'll go and read something about it. But
well, it's 920 pages, I believe, and I intend to read every page of it.
Well, maybe I will at some point in time when I get a chance. But
well, the first thing they want to do might be of interest to y'all is going to want to do away with the Department of Education. Of course, that's been the Republicans' dream, even here in the state and federal on federal level, for years. And I don't know who's supposed to educate our children.
Well, I'll have to go and read it and see.
Right. Well, they say it is in there now. I've got to take a download. I'm getting ready to play here in just a second. But thanks. Anything else?
Tomorrow's Veterans Day, so just make sure you go out and celebrate Veterans Day to all those veterans out there.
Understood.
And that's it.
Thank you very much for calling, sir. I appreciate it.
Have a good night.
All right, take care. Will you play that piece on YouTube? We're going to play this for you folks because I've got just a few minutes left. This is from one of our Yale law grads, and I want you to listen to this. She has read this 2025. Go ahead.
We need to talk about it. Project 2025. What is it? Who wrote it? Where did it come from? The entire far-right blueprint is 920 pages and 30 chapters. You're not going to read all that. I don't expect you to. And if you haven't even heard of Project 2025, that's okay too. But you do need to know what's in it because it's pretty terrifying. Think a playbook for Handmaid's Tale, essentially turning the US into Gilead. I've looked for some good, easy explanations of Project 2025, and there really aren't that many. This is going to be the most comprehensive and simple explanation of 2025 that you're going to get. So background, Project 2025 dates back to 1973. That's when the Heritage Foundation, a very powerful conservative think tank based in Washington, D.C., was founded. They are the writers and the architects of Project 2025. And their main mission and goal is to move America to a more far-right Christian nationalist state. It originally came to prominence when they wrote their first manifesto in 1981 titled A Mandate for Leadership. And get this. Those very same policies were the ones that were used and implemented in the Reagan administration. Seriously, around 60% of the 2,000 proposals written in the manifesto were implemented by Reagan. So now they're back again with a new edition, and this new edition is known as Project 2025. And it's supposed to provide guidance for the Don or whoever becomes the next Republican president. And these 900 pages and 30 chapters were written by professors, doctors, scientists, lawyers, scholars on each subject. And they've divided Project 2025 into four main pillars. The first is policy, which is this big book. The second is personnel. They're creating this huge conservative database, think LinkedIn, but for DJT loyalists. The third pillar is training. They set up this online educational system called the Presidential Administration Academy, where they teach their views and ideology in a course. And the fourth is called Playbook, which is an action game designed for how they're going to get everything done. Now let's get into some of the very concerning things on their wish list for DJT's second term. Starting off strong on pages 450 to 503, they're calling for a complete ban on abortions. Not very shocking. Page 319, they're saying the Department of Education should be eliminated. And in addition to calling for its elimination, they state that any school that requires a vaccine or mask mandate will not receive federal funding. Page 482, eliminate the Head Start program. Page 675, calling for the elimination of NOAA and the National Weather Service. Because these organizations, and I quote, have become one of the main drivers of climate change alarm industry and as such is harmful to the future U.S. prosperity. Page 133, they call for the complete dismantling of the Department of Homeland Security. In addition, they argue for the elimination of the FBI along with the Department of Justice. Page 5, they call for a complete ban on corn, writing that corn should be outlawed, the people who produce and distribute it should be imprisoned, and anyone else who participates or facilitates it should be registered. Page 104, reverse policies that allow transgender individuals to serve in the military. Gender dysmorphia is incompatible with the demands of the military service, and the use of public monies for transgender surgeries or to facilitate abortion for service members should be ended. And there's so, so much more, including the possibility of ending birthright citizenship, banning African American and gender studies in all levels of education, calling for an ending of any DEI programs, getting rid of gay marriage, ending the Affordable Care Act,
And it also calls for the mass deportation of immigrants and proposes a plan to round up illegal migrants and lock them up and put them in camps. But perhaps one of the most troubling and well-thought-out plans is the move to reclassify federal workers under what is known as Schedule F. Now, I'm going to get a little HR-heavy, but please stick with me because it's so important. Now, there are two types of federal employees. The first group are merit-based workers. These are career positions. These people have earned them through going to school, getting work experience. They're either considered experts or they could be a part of the support staff. These people are hired because they know their stuff. Think an engineer at NASA or a scientist at the FDA. And their federal jobs have protections. Now, the other class are at-will or appointed workers. These employees tend to serve at the pleasure of the president or the administration, which basically means they can be fired or replaced at any time. To put it all in context, there are about 2 million of the first class of merit-based employees and only about 4,000 political appointed ones. Under this new plan of Schedule F, they'd reclassify a bunch of the regular civil servants into political appointees. That way, the Don can replace them with loyalists. Now, how does replacing all these people help him carry out his plan? Let's do an example. Under Schedule F, DJT could take a scientist at the FDA, fire him, and then replace him with, let's say, a scientist who wouldn't give clearance to birth control or the abortion pill, therefore making it illegal and inaccessible without having to go through the courts, without having to go through Congress. By the way, they specifically lay this out in the plan in the 900 pages. Now, remember what I said about the whole conservative LinkedIn? That's the database they're going to use to fill these positions. A bunch of unqualified loyalists. And in October of 2020, actually, DJT tried to do this. He tried to implement Schedule F. He signed it into order, but then he lost in November. And the whole thing was pretty much a secret, but Biden then immediately repealed it. But if he wins this time, they say it'll be one of the first acts of his presidency. Now, the Don has come out and said he doesn't know anything about this Project 2025 and has been trying to distance himself from it. But at least 26 authors and people who are associated with Project 2025 served in his very own administration, including Russ Voigt, John McKinty, Stephen Miller, and many others. Also, his own platform, Agenda 47, just sounds like a SparkNotes version of Project 2025. The president of the Heritage Foundation is calling Project 2025 the new American Revolution. The second DJT term could lead the way.
All right. Thank you, Connor. I appreciate it. And folks, I just want to tell you, Miss Sonny's in here. She's getting ready to do her show here in a couple of minutes. That is a young lady that is a Yale Law School graduate, okay? And I've gotten more. The Wall Street Journal has done a thing on the radical conservative plan to reshape America under Trump. Tonight's broadcast, what I plan to do, is we didn't know what we were going to talk about or which way. I didn't know which way it was going to go. And I got to thinking about this Project 2025. Now, I'm going to take a minute here. Miss Sonny, will you pull that mic over and Connor enable her mic? Yes. You pulled this up. Do you know, Sonya, do you pull up, tell people what you had there, if you would.
Well, I've been reading Project 2025 way before, you know, it became mainstream. And
right.
I've read a lot of things in it that is very disturbing. On page 319, and I listed all the page numbers so that you can look it up. You
sure
can Google it and look it up. On page 319, the plan is to eliminate the Department of Education. On page 342, they're erasing the history of slavery. On page 554, they want to implement instant death penalty and ignoring wrongful imprisonment. That's on page 554. And that affects black and brown people that much more because we are more wrongfully convicted than anybody. And
sure,
so if you're going to give instant death penalty, and Trump was on today saying that he want to implement the death penalty for drug dealers. That was on today. Page 445, mandatory reporting of all pregnancies and abortions.
That is one of the wife, and I'm going to say this, and I'll get out of here because I'm out of time. And thank you for doing this. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, but this thing we're on the same page on. how we're supposed to keep up with pregnant women. My wife was pregnant twice. I couldn't keep up with her then, and I was her husband. I don't understand. I don't know when her appointment. What? How?
Yeah, but if they keep up with the pregnancies and then you don't have a baby, because inside of that, they want to implement the death penalty for those who are performing the abortion as well as those who are receiving the abortion.
Well, I mean, you can tell by looking at me here. I'm a healthy guy. Are they going to follow? Are they going to follow me around? Okay. Folks, Ed Reimer, thank you all for listening. We're going to be going over Project 2025, okay? And I'm going to do it for the next month or so. Yeah, thank you. And for right now, I'm going to turn it over. Connor, thank you for your work on the board tonight. And I'm going to turn it over to Miss Sonia. Sonia, take off, please. Here you go.